By now, it's 8:17 on the ticket. The death of Corey Haim, the decade of the 80s, has been getting a lot of talk in the last 24 hours, even on this station before Haim's death this week during Biggest Show Coming to Town. We got into a discussion about 80s music. The Hardline yesterday got into a good discussion about the 80s movie industry. And so I thought we'd talk about the decade of the 80s here. Was it a great decade or was it a joke? Now, the three of us, this is our wheelhouse because we were either in high school or college or both during the 80s. And so we've got a lot of really warm fuzzies and some good memories from the 80s. And I acknowledge I loved living in the 80s. I loved being in college and high school in the 80s. But I will also admit, I think I can divorce myself enough from the subject that when I look back, man, it was a ridiculous decade. And in hindsight, it doesn't seem to have the respect that the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 90s have.
It should be getting to that point now. The 70s, I remember when we were in the 80s, the 70s were seen as an absolute joke. And, oh my God, how did we wear that? And why did we look like that? Now everyone looks like that again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all cyclical. Fashion and all that is cyclical. Sure. And the 80s have come back in fashion in some sense. And the musical sensibilities, you'll have a lot of that new wave sound coming back in today's current music. But I agree with you. It seems like the 80s hasn't quite turned the corner the way those previous decades did. The way they ended up getting rehabilitated. I don't know that the 80s did. And you ought to give... Politically, perhaps you should give the 80s a few more props in the sense of you got Reagan coming in and we mm-hmm. ended that era of malaise that Jimmy Carter presided over. Things started getting successful again and Wall Street popping and cocaine flowing.
And I think my big stance on it is, yes, I admit, and I was a part of some of the ridiculousness.
The cocaine. And
No, never had... any sort of drug use in my life, but...
you never started giggling at a party uncontrollably when blood came out your nose?
No, that was never a problem with me. Yes, the decade did have some problems. There was some cheesy music. There was some fashion stuff. It's not any different than the 70s. Was there anything cheesier than the dude who showed up with a huge collar, three or four gold chains, a cheesy mustache,
so
and bad pickup lines from the 70s.
So great.
And then when you excuse behavior from the 70s and 60s, well, you got to understand, it was the 70s and 60s, you know, and it was, drugs were just, that was the way it was. Well, how's that any different from the 80s? Don't put all the cocaine drug use on the 80s when everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people were experimenting with LSD and all sorts of crazy stuff in the 60s and 70s, and we just excuse that as a great time of experimentation. I just think the 80s are getting a bad rap, and especially musically.
Wait, before you get to the music and okay. everything, let me comment on this drug use thing. In the 60s, though, you had drug usage that was, at least the intent of it, was, you know, expanding consciousness and expanding the mind and opening up new ways of thinking. And here we're involved in a youth quake right now. And
it was a movement.
It was a movement.
It was a movement.
In the 80s, the cocaine, there was no social or political thought behind it. It was just,
sure.
you know, let's just get balls deep into cocaine.
Okay. That's true, but that was the great Gordo excuse of the 60s. Yes, we're just trying to expand our minds here.
I wasn't alive in the 60s.
I know.
The great Gordo excuse.
But that's just the BS way of saying you're trying to make yourself feel good, okay? It was the same
reasoning. But you know what? To his point, though, history has treated the 60s and 70s, and whatever wheels off there was, and there is wheels off stuff about every decade, it's treated those decades as having more substance to the wheels offness.
A little more soul to it.
Yeah, and the 80s are seen as just real disposable and cheap with a lot of the pop culture, where the 60s and 70s is revered in a lot of ways. Why is that?
Because, as Gordo said, wait another, however long you have to wait, another 5 or 10 years, and we'll look at the 80s just like we are the 70s now, and we'll have an 80s show.
See, I don't know about that.
Oh,
I really don't know about that.
I think it will. And as far as the, as far as like revolting, you're forgetting about things like disco demolition and things like that. People were so disgusted with some of the things that happened in the 70s, we tried to burn it and blow it up.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet. In fact, the 90s are almost... It's like we skipped over the 80s. By the mid-70s, we were paying tribute to the 50s, Happy Days and all of that, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
By the mid-80s, we were paying tribute to the 70s, or the 90s, I guess, with Boogie Nights and That 70s Show. It was mid-70s to mid-90s, 20 years. Well, the 20-year thing never happened with the 80s. By the mid-aughts, we weren't all wearing parachute pants, and there weren't great movies about the 80s again. It was still seen as kind of a joke, and I don't know why. Now it's been 25 years. Why is there such a lag time there? And we've almost skipped over the 80s and gone right back to the early 90s.
But no, I don't think we have, though. I don't think you understand that kids, high school, college from the last decade have totally revisited the 80s, especially musically. I mean, Journey's had this rebirth, Kool & the Gang. All these bands from the 80s have had a total rebirth because they've gone back and they've... they've made him legends. They're like, oh, this is great stuff. And they still do.
It did have somewhat of a resurgence, but it just didn't go... It just seemed like it didn't blow up culture-wide. You know, yes, there were parachute pants, I think, did kind of come back.
A little bit.
Jelly shoes. You know, some of that 80s fashion did. And musically, yeah, it seems like we did dip our toe into that water a little bit, but it just didn't... It didn't go full bore.
You remember the great music debate between me and Steve Porcari? Who now
80s versus 70s.
80s versus 70s. And I thought we concluded at the end of that. I think you guys sided with the 70s maybe. But I think if you looked at it, it was basically the same thing. There was great stuff in the 70s. There was great stuff in the 80s.
And cheesy in both.
There was cheesy in both. And it was pretty much a push.
Yeah, I think it is a push.
Yeah.
I think it is a push there.
All right, but there are some other areas that I don't think are a push. One,
grooming the 80s win.
Well, yeah. One is television. Television in the 80s was at its low point. We've never had worse television than what we had in the 80s. And TV, because of that rock bottom, started to make a comeback with HBO and some things in the 90s. But legendary shows and legendary characters probably at their all-time low in the 80s for whatever reason. And then the Hardline was talking about movie stars, and their opinion was we had more disposable movie stars. Just look at that John Hughes tribute in the 80s. For whatever reason, you got stereotyped as being an 80s movie star, and it was hard to break out of that. Whereas you didn't get stereotyped as a 60s or 70s star, but people had such little respect for the 80s movie stars that very few kept it going into the 90s.
Well, some of those guys, what about Harrison Ford? You know, he had...
Started in the 70s.
Yeah, but maybe his biggest hits came in the 80s, I would say.
Star Wars, and Raiders, then Raiders was 1980.
That was all 80s.
But he was 1980. He was established as a major star by the time 1980 rolled around.
I think he was an 80s guy more than a 70s guy. He had one big hit.
But I guess,
all right,
I guess their point was people that started in the 70s, Ringwald and Sheedy and Nelson and...
In the 80s, yeah.
I mean, in the 80s, they for whatever reason, people looked at them as kitschy 80s stars and never respected them.
Okay, but what will define the 80s when we look back? Obviously, the Vietnam War defined the late 60s, early 70s, and that consciousness. What was the soul of the 80s? Was it the victory? Was it the winning the Cold War? I mean, isn't that what we think of when we think of the 80s? You think of 80s, Reagan, you think of
Gorbachev, tell down that wall.
Yeah, when you see an 80s montage, it's that. It's the whole, you know, global effects of politics and things like that, but I almost think music does.
MTV.
Yeah, MTV. I almost think music defines the 80s because it was such a shift and, you know, putting it on television, and that's one thing you could say for the television aspect of it was, you know, that's kind of where we started changing with going to, you know, cable and things like that. More important shows started happening on cable than regular TV.
A few emails here from P1 says that Europe has been glorifying the 80s since the 90s. That in Europe, they have gone through their 80s renaissance. Another P1, Craig, says that his son, senior in high school, they wear topsiders. All his friends wear topsiders doing that. Did penny loafers ever come back?
A little bit, yeah.
Were you supposed to have a penny in there or not? I forget.
I can't remember.
If you want to be really preppy, yeah, you put it in there. But
what about capas with the two shoestring laces?
No, I don't think those have come. Is that still a company?
Why was it in the 80s there were so many things that indicated that you were secretly gay? Whether it was the fruit loop on the back of your shirt, or also called a flag tag. Or which side the earring was in. And
which shoe the penny was in.
Which shoe the penny was in. All these things where you had to send out secret messages that you were gay.
Was the 80s the birthplace of the Chris?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that where Chris started?
Yeah.
And also, you know, Fox did try to do an 80s show. I don't think it was successful.
But I do remember that, yeah.
It was very brief.
6 episodes, I think, and then it was canceled.
But the 80s were the era of greed, whereas the 60s and 70s were about social consciousness and standing up for things you believe in. The 80s was just, screw it, it's all about me, I want money.
And cocaine!
You think the coked-up dude at Studio, what was it?
54.
54 was all worried about social consciousness in 1977.
That was moving into the 80s.
But that was part of the 70s, though. And I guess that's what I'm...
Yes, Studio 54 was mainly, you know, like 78 to 82, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess you could split hairs there. But that was part of the whole disco era. And maybe there's not a whole lot to hang your hat on in the 80s. There may be something to that. But I think the decade is getting kind of a bad rap.
So if you were to take the worst from each decade, a guy that just summed up everything bad about that decade, who would you least like to hang out with?
Corey Feldman.
The flower child from the 60s, the disco cheeseball from the 70s, or the Corey Feldman Chris from the 80s? Who would you least like to hang out with?
The 70s guy. The 70s
annoyed the disco
the
guy
hell
from the
me.
70s.
Yeah.
John Travolta.
I've always been attracted to the hippie thing. I like that they were experimenting with communes and all this kind of stuff and naming their kids Dirt.
See, and when I see a movie like Boogie Nights, I loved Boogie Nights because I thought it captured the 70s perfectly. And I get more warm fuzzies about the 70s for whatever reason than I do the 80s. To me, the 70s were more real.
I do too.
And the 80s were more plastic and more fake. And I just think of sports. I think of the NFL and Major League Baseball in the 70s as just being great and so real. And then when we got into the 80s, the baseball uniforms got bad. AstroTurf was everywhere. Football wasn't as much fun. It just...
70s were earthier.
Yes.
You had avocado green refrigerators and all kinds of cool stuff
orange
like that.
Orange shag carpeting.
Love that. Bring it on.
Sucked.
Bring
it
all
terrible.
That on.
Paneling.
It sucked. You go to... That's
bring
what,
it
that's
on.
What makes,
paneling. Oh, wood paneling. And
that's what makes Graceland so laughable. Not 50s Elvis. 70s Elvis
that's
is what
great.
Makes Graceland
no,
so laughable.
No,
It doesn't stand up.
Bring it on.
The 70s just seemed to have more soul. I'm not saying all the styles were great. A lot of us wouldn't have any of that in our homes or wear any of that today. But the 70s had more soul. And when I think of the 80s, I just think of guys, and I was one of them at the time, instead of
popped collars and pegged
instead
pants.
Of spending your time like you did in the 70s worrying about, I don't know, more soulful things, you spent your time in front of the mirror gelling your hair and popping your collar. And to me, that's the ultimate in shallowness.
Can't we all at least agree
that, throughout the decades,
that crotches smelled worse in the 70s?
Yes.
No question.
Doubt about it.
No question. All right, some calls on the 80s to Mark and Austin. You're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, musers.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, Chris.
All right, that's enough. The reason that the 80s aren't getting their props is because the people who define what's popular now, people in Hollywood, the people on Madison Avenue, 60s and 70s was their heyday. That's when they were high school. That's when they were drugged out in college. When the 80s rolled around, those people had to get serious and get jobs, and they do not look back on that fondly. So it is not, in terms of pop culture and what drives pop culture, the people who do that really don't like the 80s because that's when they had to get serious and go to work.
That is interesting. We got a little more conservative as a country in the 80s. So was it not as much fun to that generation?
To the older generation that was just so annoyed by all
the... explain hair metal. I think that's more conservative.
Well, you know, politically with Reagan and all of that, we pulled back a little bit in the 80s.
Yeah, there may be something to that. Sean and Carrollton, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think some of the problem is the population thing. The boomers were such a huge generation. They've held on to their end of the decade so long. And now we're moving away. The 80s generation, Generation X, was a much smaller population. And now all of a sudden we've got the concerns of the boomers kind of, I don't know, forgetting where they are. So we've got to focus on that now, too. So between the two, we're kind of getting the 80s squeezed out.
Ty, do you remember the 80s at all?
Absolutely. That was my wheelhouse as well.
That's why he has the Star Wars tattoo.
Yeah, it was great. I was sitting here as y'all were talking about that, just thinking about some of the things, you know.
Okay, that's enough.
He's got nothing.
Appreciate it. God.
Wow.
We'll end the segment
you
on that low note.
Bastards.
It's 8:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming